Part 2.
I have a little surprise for you, love, said Forsyth, as he greeted his cousin 3 months later on the morning of his wedding day.
And I have one for you, she answered, smiling faintly.
How pale you are, and how thin you grow. All this bridal bustle is too much for you, Evelyn, he said, with fond anxiety, as he watched the strange pallor of her face and pressed the wasted little hand in his.
I am so tired, she said, and leaned her head wearily on her lover's breast. Neither sleep, food, nor air gives me strength, and a curious mist seems to cloud my mind at times. Mamma says it is the heat, but I shiver even in the sun, while at night I burn with fever. Paul, dear, I'm glad you are going to take me away to lead a quiet, happy life with you, but I am afraid it will be a very short one.
My fanciful little wife, you are tired and nervous with all this worry, but a few weeks of rest in the country will give us back our blooming Eve again. Have you no curiosity to learn my surprise? He asked to change her thoughts. The vacant look stealing over the girl's face gave place to one of interest, but as she listened, it seemed to require an effort to fix her mind on her lover's words.